This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU forage specialist James Rogers from the North Central Research Extension Center. And James, we're talking fencing this week in both of our reports. And I know you have some utilization tips for ranchers today as well.
Fencing can certainly help us manage our forage resources. When things get dry, I've used a fence to kind of help push cattle into an underutilized area. Even if water might be limiting in that area, I've pushed cattle into an area, put a fence behind them, let them graze for a period of time, pulled that fence, and then just let them drift back to water, and that's worked pretty well. The other thing that temporary fences can do can allow you to take advantage of crop residues. They are temporary. You can roll them out, graze an area, roll them back up, save them for the next year. There's just a lot of utilization in temporary fencing that can help you manage those forage resources and preserve those forage resources during those dry weather events.
Good stuff, James. Hey, we'll have more on fencing when we come back.
Nathan and Emily Spickler presents the Spickler Ranch South Production Sale, Monday, May 5th at 1 p.m. at the ranch, halfway between Carrington and Glenfield on Highway 200. Selling 150 Angus bulls, 40 commercial heifers, and 30 select registered heifers, all fully guaranteed. And you can bid live on the internet at dvauction.com, offering 1,000-mile free delivery on bulls. It's the Spickler Ranch South Production Sale, Monday, May 5th at 1 p.m. at Spickler Ranch South, 14 and a half miles east of Carrington on Highway 200. See SpicklerRanchSouth.com for more information.
It's easy to put off saving for retirement, but it can be even easier than you think to start. And once you do, you can feel more confident about your future. As a financial professional of Thrivent, let me help you define your financial goals and take realistic steps to help you reach them. It comes down to making choices about your money that match your values, because even small steps can get you where you want to go. Contact me, financial associate Andy Laris, at 701-509-5794.
Talking fencing today with James Rogers. And James, of course, calving season into grazing, vital time of year, right?
It's that period where maybe a lot of cattle have been in a dry lot and then they're going to be transitioning out to pasture and range. You want to make sure that you have not only the forage resources in the point where they're able to be grazed and recover quickly, but you also want to have ample forage availability so that they don't spend all their time grazing. I mean, you want them to be able to get enough forage available that they can fill up and then spend some time ruminating, spend some time producing milk, doing all the things that they need to recover after calving.
All right, good stuff, James, and that brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by the Spickler Ranch Production Sale, by Andy and Teal Laris, your Thrivent advisors in Minot, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for all of your ag banking needs.